to the War Master Podcast, episode 42, with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. And today's title is Ogre Smash.
Ogre Smash!
Yeah.
In honour of playing some ogres.
Yeah. So, okay, we did have a plan off the last episode, but what we decided in true our style fashion is to change that.
Yeah.
And Barry had... I realised, looking back over some old show notes, that we had a suggestion for an ogre army, and Barry's rewritten an ogre list...
A little bit,
and who'll be talking about that? And then we obviously played a game with it. And what do we think of that, etc.?
With all the trimmings, it's Christmas, so we had the Revolution trimming. Winter Roller trimmings, all the trimmings.
This is fast becoming our standard way of play, isn't it? And we'll talk about that also.
Okay, right. So what have you been doing, Paul, sir?
Since we last recorded, just pulling up the diary.
It's about a week, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So I played some Marvel against Eric, and I did this character. I painted up this character, Doctor Doom, who's very easy to paint. By the way, he's just a metal body and a cloak. That's all he is.
Doctor
Victor Von Doom.
I'm not sure I know much about Doctor
I love that
Doom.
Pose he's got. He's got the proper classic cross his arms, I'm a villain pose. Or maybe I'm misunderstood. I don't know.
He looks sulky.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
sulky
you don't know what he is sulking behind that mask. Anyway, but painted him up and you played here. Eric, that was good because Marvel's...
You're playing with him?
I used him.
He's
in the Avengers. Yeah
with him?
Yeah, I know.
Doom and the Thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't think they would work together, but they will. And anyway, I played this game because Marvel's had a kind of an addition change, so to speak. They've really reworked the rules and included now DC in it, which is cool. And we loads more scenarios, and we had a really awesome game of that.
And the Thing is a big lump of metal.
Yeah, I painted it afterwards because he was so quick to... Some of them are really quick to paint. Like, he is just... That rock stone, isn't he?
Yeah.
And some blue underwear, blue pants.
Hands.
Yeah. I've actually played randomly two games of 40k. So using the cult list that I've gotten from the two
full
box
size,
1,000-point games.
But like proper rules, Death Squad or whatever it's called.
No. Using the lumps of the Gene Stealer cult stuff from the two games. I played Anthony and beat him again. Now he's proper whining about it. Because I do kind of get
Did you play Space Wolves?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do kind of get what he's saying, because basically, the cult is... I use a couple of formations, Battleforge they call it, which is like tier lists.
Of them.
Well, as in, there's different formations you can build, but they are effectively tier lists for a force. So if you keep it within restrictions, you get benefits, and the cult's benefits are clearly the way you're meant to play them, because they're very fluffy.
Yeah.
So they can disappear, reappear, get more of their guys. They get a recursion mechanic. They can pop up anywhere on the rolls of a table, and they're very good at grabbing objectives.
Right.
And they're not very good at fighting.
As we've discussed in the past, they're driving bin lorries.
Yeah. I'm playing to that, and now 40k as a meta. Some of the older stuff, Space Wolves included, don't have formations aside from the core generic ones, which came in the last copy of the rulebook. So Space Wolves don't have these formations to play off. They're kind of a bit up to date.
Okay.
And Anthony moans that...
Well, just play them as vanilla Marines. They must have some.
Well, of course. We know that as soon as Anthony wants to put down a flyer, it's game over. Because that'll shut me down immediately.
He's not got anything to deal with flyers? You cannot... I don't know.
No, most of my stuff's melee-orientated.
Hair dryers.
I could take...
Grapple hooks. Pull them down by weight number.
Some hybrids with a missile launcher, and you get flak missiles, and that means jack.
So if you roll a six followed by a six and a six,
and you would just wipe that out immediately anyway if the enemy had any sense at all. And then off the back of that, so I played Anthony and won and got him moaning, and I put up in our little 30k group. I said I should play Shape's Tower next. And Shape was randomly free.
I
played Shape on Sunday. Shape's Tau, same list against Shape's Tau. And
that's good line.
He has formations. So that Tau came in this recent edition, came later. So they've got formations of their own.
Right.
And they're basically the shooting phase is the Tau phase. We just renamed it. So now I do the Tau phase. And it is just oh my god, they're ridiculous. For their phase rifle nonsense.
Pulse rifle.
Pulse rifle. you know, at one point I had like a bunch of my cult popped up in this middle building and grabbed the objective.
But then,
and then Shape just turned his army like surrounding it onto it, and my guys are like literally they go to ground, so they're just like hiding now, trying to live
in the building,
just like poking their with their three claws over the shoulder with an auto pistol, going firing back, doing killing a drone or something.
And he just leveled the building.
And
the
just,
building's
like, just
gone.
Shoot. He can't level the building, but he just
no, not in you swing so many bullets and they would have collapsed by the end of the shooting phase.
It was like filling it with holes. Anyway, I just came out on top of that one. I won that one as well. But again, Shape was like, I could just use this, like, and yeah, I'd be like, I wouldn't have an answer to that. So anyway,
so I don't know if you're telling me this is a positive or a negative.
No, I'm just saying you asked me what I did.
No, but you're saying right. So it's like. You had two relatively enjoyable games.
Oh, yeah, they were enjoyable.
But it was gentlemen's
games. Yeah, but
they
were enjoyable games because I liked the two fellas in question. Yeah. You can't play... I couldn't take that game to and play someone I didn't know. Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's not that we're even judging that we're, like, not playing it correctly. It's just that the game's so open to abuse.
Yeah.
You have to play someone you know, a kind of agreed...
Green cheese. Cut off. Yeah. The cheese cut off. Is that it?
That's what I've done. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Quiet week for you. So.
I don't know. I mean,
there was 400 games.
Yeah, there was Steam Forged being done, and I can talk about that actually because Sharon came over, and chatted about it, and it did sound that sounded really good. But yeah. I was originally taken with the army, and that fell through. So I saw The Lion King.
I wasn't going to bring it up, sir.
No, I did. Okay, well, yeah, like we've
without
had...
kids. Without kids. So when you go back up in 5-6 years with kids, this is excusable. But without
well,
kids.
I do have something really exciting tonight at the club. Is that we're going to be playing Warmer Quest.
Okay. Anybody playing Chaos?
There is actually somebody wants to be a warrior priest and somebody wants to be a chaos warrior. I think
because I saw
Phil
wanted to be a barbarian. Yeah. But if I'm a Bretonian, I'm just killing him on sight. Yeah.
Just so
cleanse
funny.
Them.
Like, so you're the priest of a god that was built against this guy. How are you pretending he's not a chaos warrior?
You just it keeps a mask on. You can't see his horns.
Oh yeah, it's like Judge Dredd. Yeah. Never takes a mask on.
Never takes off. So I'm hoping to get down there late-ish on maybe. I'm quite amused to turn up on my horse,
but
kill everybody.
But Quest
go
is
home.
Needs like you know
like Django.
Like.
Django.
Yeah.
You know the curious bit about I was talking to Paul before about the original Django, right?
Yeah.
For the whole movie, he drags around a coffin.
Why?
Because that's the whole thing. He's got all the help he needs in the coffin. He's dragging his coffin around.
Oh, is that full of guns?
It's full of a Gatling gun.
Yeah.
It's quite Django! But yeah, watch Django, the original. That's funny. Right, so what were you saying before I went off on a Django tangent?
Oh, well, so, and you know what Warmer Quest is like, the edition we're playing? The characters die so
good.
Fast. And the quest will be over so quickly
good.
That people can drop in and out like as they want. Yeah. I mean, that's the way I'll do it. It's just like, you know.
Turn up with my baguette.
Yeah, exactly.
My string of onions and win. Mm-hmm. Right, so is that it?
I mean, that's games wise what I'm up to. Hobby wise, I can normally talk about a few things. Do you want me to talk about that?
Knock yourself out. This is your time, Paul.
So, what is your opinion on that basing? Because what I've got here is the Dogs of War I did originally. I want to retouch up them because I cut out a few stages of painting to get them done. Mm-hmm. And the basing was just simple green flock. Now, now two-tone effect looks much better.
Two flocks.
Like two. But what do you think to that? Does that look at a nice combo?
Yeah. Well, you got to always look at it at...
at an angle, yeah.
Like a distance, yeah. It looks perfectly
I think so. I think that's what I'll go with. So,
and it's you painted the base green and then double flock.
Yeah.
So three-stage.
Yeah, but the underbase is just you should do that. Anyway, for the January event, I used Skaven today, and I wanted to try the list. That was the Skaven list I would run to, my own event. But I'm either going to do the Empire and do them or Skaven. It's one of the two. But I might, if I run out of time, the Skaven already painted.
Yeah, ready to go.
I'm banking on that. I mean, I don't have to get anything done. So if it's in, ready for the tournament, etc. So... I would get them these Empire painted up, but they might not. I don't have to push for time because I might want to switch my mind to some scenery to get that finished as well. Anyway, to make some nice tables for January. But I also painting wise, I did the thing here
the
for Marvel.
Thing.
He was very quick. I've got Deadpool on my table right now. he's, you know, he needs to be inked and stuff, but that's,
he's a badass.
That's what he's going to look like. Mm. I mean, he's just base colours at the moment, but yeah, you're like a lot, bring out all his detail, but that's his.
He's a cool dude.
Deadpool's just funny as fuck. Yeah,
he is. Funny guy. Mm. Right, so what have I been doing? I played a game of Guild Ball versus Eric with the kickoff. Yep. Have you seen the kickoff yet?
I haven't seen it in the flesh, but it is an amazing deal.
There's a shit ton of stuff in there.
A proverbial.
Yeah, I mean, everything. I mean, everything you could possibly want or need mm-hmm. for a two-player game, including the board and a dice. And you can get two balls, one in each colour. I didn't even turn it over. I think it is double-sided. Mm-hmm. Hands down, it was a quality product, and I enjoyed playing the game, although Eric did murderise me. I think he beat me 12-4 or something.
Mm-hmm. But it was using Season 3 cards, wasn't it? So...
Yeah,
and yeah, using, that's what kickoff here is. Yeah.
He was using his main faction, which are Brewers, although not the team he'd normally use. Yeah. I was using Masons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who are interesting.
Yeah.
But a little bit influence starved, I found.
Okay. Especially
as the girl wants, if she wants that double activation, that's four of it gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and her sister, Harmony seems to. A bit weak.
But she has been reworked. I mean,
she's good if you can keep her near on her.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of running her in a list as the striker instead of Flint.
That's brave. Flint
I want to see. I want to see what it's like. Yeah, Flint is good, but like, I found in that a recent success with Masons was their high armor, and Flint doesn't have high armor, but Harmony has very good death.
Death five,
and you can make it. You can even increase it and stuff. So,
So interesting things. AoEs are still as awesome as ever. So Eric first turn tooled up, sent an AoE. The AoE did it was ridiculous amounts of damage. Maybe 3 damage and 4-inch pushback and knockdown to everything in the AoE. Oh my god! Because I put my stuff together to try and kind of synergize, gang up and stuff. No.
Watch out for that.
I spent the rest of the game trying to get my stuff to stand up.
Yeah. I found Masons don't like things that, because they want to keep together. I mean, they don't like AoEs. They're not a fan.
Not ones that knock you down.
Yeah, they're not a fan of being shot. And ultimately, when combat is made, they're not a fan of something getting so overpowered that it gets through your armor anyway.
Or character plays that ignore armor.
Yeah,
for example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was interesting how difficult it was to keep my stuff stood up, because in War Machine, this game isn't War Machine, obviously. Yeah. You can forfeit your action to stand up and move.
Yeah.
No, you forfeit your movement.
Yeah.
So it was really difficult without generating any momentum to get your stuff up and away.
But you can dodge. So say you had unpredictable movement or something, like an ability that allowed a dodge. You can still dodge when you're on the ground.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I found that out in the tournament. Like I came in to attack a guy that was locked down. And he had unpredictable movement, and he still moved. And I thought, you can't move, can you? You're knocked down. And I was like, no, you can't.
Well, I didn't know that. And the other thing, the other sucker... I think I've done this twice, and I think... no, it's not both Eric against Eric. But I've made this same mistake twice. Because I'm playing it like Blood Bowl a little bit. So I used the wings too much.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I take the ball down the wing, and I think, have you got tackle? No. Have you got knocked down? No. But all he needs is a push.
Yeah.
And he pushed you off the pitch.
So you're right on the wing.
Right on the wing. Yeah. Going down the wing because he's trying to maximise the distance.
Oh, right, okay.
So he can't charge me, so that's bad. Don't do it.
Don't do that.
Because that gives them the ball, potentially.
Yep.
Gives them 2 points, and you're off the pitch.
Yeah.
That's bad news bears. And as you'd think I'd learned, but I didn't learn. So that was that. Well done, Eric, Grandad. We had a good discussion about life, as always, with Eric. The philosopher. I think he's actually an anarchist. I think.
I don't know what he is.
Not there's anything wrong with being an anarchist.
Who likes Disney World?
Does he like Disney World?
Yeah, they love Disney World.
Wow.
I know.
What a juxtaposition.
Yeah, I know. Like, they're the last people in the
anti-capitalist,
world.
Anti-capitalist, anarchist.
They love Disney World.
Okay. And the NFL. And the NFL is like one big marketing machine. Makes the wrestling seem poor.
Yeah.
Right, okay, good. And then what else have I done? Oh, Magic on Monday. What was that? Standard's good.
Yeah.
I finally built a deck. It's like some total homebrew chaff around a mechanic called Fabricate. So when you bring a guy in and he makes 2 little servos, tokens.
Yeah.
So it's all about bringing in these tokens and making them big with lots of servo lords.
Oh, fair enough.
So it's crap.
No.
I won a game and nearly won another one. So 1 and 2 could have gone 2.
Uh-huh.
And it really pisses people off when they spend $400 on a deck or £400 on a deck and they get beaten by some homebrew crap.
Awesome.
I like tilting people. Right, so, and then we played today, which was good fun.
Yeah, very nice game.
So, KR sponsorship, for as long as we are sponsored by KR.
We will say salute to you, sir.
Sir KR, what's this here? James?
Oh, no, that's going to come up later in future plans.
But, sorry, it says James Wood. He's the guy from the actor, yeah?
But like, yeah, KR, great, awesome.
Well done, you. Okay, right, what's next? What grinds my gears? Hey, what grinds my gears?
I know what grinds my gears, and that's Barry putting my stuff facing the wrong way around.
That's true. What grinds Hannah's gears? It's you.
God. Yeah, it's me. Everything I do grinds her gears.
That's what pregnancy will do to you, sir.
Oh, my God. Half an hour crying the other day.
No, don't go there.
I made the bed not well enough. I made the bed. It wasn't good enough. That deserved half an hour.
I still don't understand
crying.
How you can half make a bed. You mean it just wasn't...
up to her standards. The bed was made, but not good enough.
What grinds my gears? This is my bed. Not having hospital corners.
Oh, my... Yeah.
Anyway. So, if you go to the Specialist Arms Forum, I posted up a little thing about... I'm going to have to put my reading glasses on now. In fact, it's probably better than get Paul to read this. A little post.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, because you've got the dramatic voice.
So, this was posted on November the 29th. Today's the 30th.
So yesterday.
Posted yesterday.
What grinds my gears?
I have been doing some poking around with the maths behind the Orcrock Globber, and as I find them, rather underwhelming. Mm. I did also look at most of our artillery at the same time, but I want to keep the discussion narrow for now. My problem can be highlighted like this. Orcrock Globber, 75 points, 3 shots, range 60. Wounds per round of shooting, 1.5. Chance of confusion per round of shooting, 25%.
Okay, that's pretty poor.
Empire Cannon, 85 points, between 4 and 8 shots. Wounds per round of shooting, range between 2 and 4. Chances of confusion per round of shooting, range of between 33% to 66%.
Okay.
When working in pairs, the Rock Lobber delivers 3 wounds and a 50% chance of confusion per round for 150 points. The Cannons deliver 4 to 8 wounds with a range of confusion from 66 to 133% for 170 points. Can you get above 100%?
Of course you can.
It is not even...
You just can't give more than 100%. Right.
This is not even factoring in the fact that cannons are most likely to destroy the targeted unit with drive-backs, something the Rock Lobbers have little chance of achieving. Finally, cannons get to stand and shoot and have 33% more wounds per unit.
That's 4.
Oh, my God.
Three. That's not really relevant. That's
now
trivia.
I am saying that cannons... Now, I'm not saying that cannons are underpriced.
I'm not.
They are necessarily in the list they exist in and are vulnerable to a charge from heavy
They're
cavalry.
They're definitely necessary in the list they exist.
You're interrupting your own words
here. Well, you didn't. So you
the same as everything else.
Okay, sorry.
Queen's English.
The Queen's English. Sorry.
What I am saying is that the Rock Lobbers are too expensive to be viable, and that makes me sad.
Sad. Inside.
When the Bretonian Chebyshev was looking at the tournament lists, then it was moved down from 150 points to 100.
It was?
Changed to 1 per 1,000, and now delivers a much more viable package.
It does.
For 200 points, you can get 8 shots with a range of 80 centimetres. They can even shoot indirectly.
They can.
Have they broken the game?
Have they?
I would argue they are much more viable, while still not being overpowered.
What would you argue?
So back to the Rock Lobbers and a solution. What points level would they be a decent choice at? Still being a single base and 1 per 1,000, I reckon looking at the same for 33% discount, given the Trebs as a starting point. So somewhere between 50 and 65 points, with my gut saying the lower end is better.
And my gut is big.
Thoughts? Right. And some comments.
Some comments, yeah. So somebody asked about the Tomb King stuff there, yeah. Oh, no, he's talking about bolt throwers. Bolt throwers are a different animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Apart from the elfy ones, they don't really do a great deal, full stop.
Yep.
And somebody said that orcs are compensated, Stormwind said orcs compensated because they have underpriced magic users and great spells.
Yeah.
Okay. So my counter to that was that the compensation argument breaks down in that I believe that the Rock Lobber was the baseline that all other stone throwers were built from. So Tomb King's wands, 10 points extra for the extra confusion, blah, 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 blah. And that everybody else doesn't have that orc magic users or orc magic phase.
No.
So if that calibration's wrong, then all the further ones, all the later ones are wrong. It's like... It would be like Skaven having cheap infantry because they supposedly have bad command.
Yes, they do. Anyone who says otherwise mysteriously disappears.
I don't know how I keep this under control with the only 4 leadership 9 generals. It's really quite a challenge. And then further on, Stormwind agrees that knights cost the same no matter where they are.
Yeah.
And it's not the case, oh, well, these have got a good spell to use with knights, like a movement spell that the Empire have.
Okay, okay.
Like, Hyos don't have a movement spell.
No, they shouldn't have one.
No, they're too right. Too right. So, or Araby, yep. 110 for knights.
Yeah.
And that doesn't...
They're the same.
Yeah, but that doesn't include... Like I say, Empire have 45-point wizards and a movement spell.
Because when you're remember, like, when you're panning back out again, far enough... It's like it's a guy on a horse. It's a guy in heavy armor on a horse that's barded.
Yeah.
No matter how like good or better this one to that one is, or differing little styles, he's essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
There's enough of them.
And this isn't about making Rock Globbers some kind of auto include.
Yeah.
It's just when was the last time anybody took an Orc Rock Globber? I've never seen one on the table. Never.
I've used them. Yeah. They're good. They're good. They give a a nice thing for goblins to stand next to. And, like, look busy.
You'd have to put... Yeah, anyway. So, my point is that it's... How I'd like to see the game go...
Yeah.
It's not rewrite everything.
No.
It's just make everything a viable choice.
Like, so what you've tried to do with this ogre list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not trying to break anything. It's not trying to say, suddenly, ogres have got the best thing. I mean, where were they? Leg Vultures are just rangers now.
Yeah.
With armour piercing.
Well, I mean... We're going to come on to your ogre list. But I would say I would support and be a fan of making things the equivalent of other things. So
unless there's a very good reason why it is.
Yeah, a very good reason why.
And it has to be more than just... You can take more of
them.
Because most entries are unlimited. Yeah, so you can take unlimited Chaos Warriors.
Yeah, so the official armies that were done... when you look at it critically, there aren't many different special rules across the official armies.
It tends to be one special rule that makes an army.
Yeah, yeah. So, and where the lists that didn't come out of the same design process, they seem to have more special rules.
Random magic items, or this, or that.
Doesn't need to be there in a sense that they can just be an alternative for. So, giving ogre lead belchers similar stats to dwarf rangers for a similar price is good. Because
they're more expensive.
No, that's what I'm saying, but you're going to come on to that. But like, I'm just saying as an example, it's like it's a good idea to just say, okay, so if we're revising an army list that we're going to then put forward and use in events, well, it's like they effectively are the equivalent of them and thus get the same points. It's the 80-point hero, isn't it? 8 command, 8 hero.
Or 110-point knights.
Yeah. It's like that's in a lot of lists and there it is. It's just all you're adjusting is the minimum maximum of it. Yeah, like, yeah.
Or if something's very specific, then we'll work around it being very specific.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, that grinds my gears. The fact that those things still exist, and what that has led to is people further down the road going mad with stone throwers. Like, Doom Divers, the maths behind Doom Divers is just
horrible.
And the biggest problem is, you get two stands.
Yeah.
So I'm paying 75 points for one stand of Rock Lobber, or you get two stands of Doom Divers for, like, 5 points more.
Yeah. They seem better.
And they're confused on a 4-up.
Yeah, that seems better.
And shoot twice as much. And then, but the counter argument is that they don't ignore armour.
Yeah.
But armour's quite rare in this game. Most of the time it's 6-up, 5-up.
Yeah, you won't need many wounds to get a
4-up
a drive-back, really. So if the idea of the shooting... I mean, when Doom Divers fire at something, they're going to confuse it. You know, like... the chances are they're going to confuse it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You only need two wounds for it to be like 75% chance. Yeah. So okay, that's what grinds my gears this week. I'm a little bit disappointed that there's so few people getting involved on the
forum.
They only
put it up yesterday.
Yeah, but like if you put that on a big game forum, there'd be pages of people spewing and putting their own 2p in. But maybe that's the state of the game. People need to get more involved in the game so we can make the game move forward.
But I mean, ultimately. I'm stepping ahead here, like, because we want to talk about your ogre list.
There's still very little traction in the community about it. It's like, if you actually played this, you'd realise that this is hands down better than what came before
What we think so far, don't we?
Yeah, well, I haven't found anything that had changed, really. Yeah. And lots of things that are working better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but there's so little... I mean, I still get people say, where can I get it? Or what's this you're talking about? And you're like, So... Anyway, get on with it. Play Revolution. Okay, right, so we don't need to do Blackgate miniatures. Stuff's happening.
Okay.
Slowly.
Yeah, I mean, I saw someone put it, not you, put it on the...
Yeah, I don't want to keep boring people on there. I mean,
I'm just saying, like, somebody else did that.
Yeah,
like,
that's nice of them.
Yeah, it's cool.
Because it gets a bit tedious. If you're not invest it in. Yeah. You don't want to keep seeing the same.
You're gonna make a cavalry unit available.
Yeah, next year.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Ogre list changes. Talk me through your ogre list.
Right. Okay. So bulls.
So give it context. Why does the ogre list need changing?
Because it's not very good.
Well, say that. I know this.
Yeah, everybody knows the ogre list is not very good. In the same way, the bloody ogre list is not very good.
Well, that will be the next one we work on, definitely.
That's why people keep coming up with these silly theme lists to try and make the ogre list work. Just solve the problem with the ogre list, not the theme list. Mm-hmm. Right, so ogre bulls. Ogre bulls have always been 110.
Yeah.
Even though in every other army, they're 105.
Quite rightly.
And the explanation always was that they're available in unlimited quantity.
Yeah.
And therefore, they need to be more expensive.
You're taxed. Yeah.
Which is not... That tax has not been applied to any other unit in any other race in the game, ever.
No.
There's been discounts applied to units, but never a tax. So they've come down to 105. They've still got to charge humans. Apparently, they don't have to charge halflings, or maybe that was a joke someone wrote.
There isn't a halflings in the game, is there? No, they don't taste as nice.
Too crunchy. Lead belchers. Now, this is one where the biggest change happened. It's like, lead belchers are like overly complex and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
They have 6 up armour, which is abysmal.
Yeah.
So we had to rebuild them from the ground up. So I took as a template the rangers.
Yep.
Because a ranger... For a dwarf, is 3-1, 30 centimetres, shooting 4 hits, 5 up armour, and 110 points.
Yep.
But they can pursue everything.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to give lead belchers that.
No, it shouldn't have it.
Exactly. So.
And as we said, the dwarf that ability to chase anything is to make the dwarf army viable.
Yeah. So it's like a compromise to make the list work.
Exactly. Because no matter how good a tracker that dwarf is, he's still got very short legs. Like, he can't... How could he chase a cavalry down?
How could he chase a flyer down?
Yeah, exactly. But it's there to make the army list work.
Yeah. So, what do we do? So we made them a dwarf ranger, but they really should have armour piercing. So we have to pay a tax for that.
No, they are carrying cannons.
Yeah. I'm not saying you don't get any save. You get armour, so it's armour piercing. So we move them up 10 points, and then we give them a 5-pack discount.
And because black powder weapons in this system seems to have a -1 on it.
But they cost 10 points more.
Yeah.
It seems so your handgun is over your crossbows, an extra 10 points.
Yeah.
So
that's fine. The only thing that notionally uses pissed black powder weapons that doesn't have it, I think, is pistol ears. Yeah. Like they don't
give that's weird.
But they get the 15 centimetre, and they're only small calibre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got lead belchers now. 3 melee attacks, 1 range attack, range of 30, 4 hits, 5 up armour, 3 per unit, 115 points because they're... 10 points more than rangers, but then a discount because they don't get to pursue everything.
So they are slightly worse than ogre bulls in combat by having 3 attacks instead of 4.
And they're 10 points more expensive, but now they have the same armour.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So you kind of get that 4th attack because
makes them a choice now, when right now they're not really a choice.
You can't take them now. Yeah. You can't. They're just garbage.
Because I don't know, why do they have a random amount of attacks, like in the original list?
I've got no idea. Like, why do they hurt themselves?
Yeah, there's nothing that has a random amount of attacks.
Well, you're doing...
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, as in, like, as a unit, like, the missile troops. It's not right.
It doesn't make any sense. Because it's almost like it's boiling it back down to just being a couple of bases on a stand. But it's not. It's hundreds of ogres with cannons.
Yeah, exactly. They all blow themselves up.
Okay.
You might get 1 or 2 misfiring, but not in like to the extent that the whole unit is significantly damaged by it. It's not right, is it?
Well, I think the scale's wrong. Yeah, so we've completely rebuilt those, and I think they're viable without being overpowered. They still feel weak in combat, because you've only got 3
compared
attacks.
Compared to your core infantry unit,
But the 5-up armour makes a massive difference.
Oh, yeah.
The 6-up was just a joke. Because your ogre bull is butt naked apart from a pair of shorts, maybe.
Yeah.
So what is a lead belcher not wearing?
Exactly. And at the end of the day, he's got a massive bloody cannon in his hands. It's like, I mean, just the sheer weight of it is enough to like...
Right, Iron Guts. They've become Chaos Warriors. They were always kind of Chaos Warriors anyway.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the must charge human rule, but they were 145 points, which again made no sense.
Yeah. So they've gone to 150.
Which is a Chaos Warrior. Yeah. So that's based on fact. Yeah. That is. So the Bulls are based on fact. The Lead Belchers are based on Rangers.
Yeah.
The Iron Guts are based on
Chaos Warriors.
Yep. From then on, it starts to get messy, right? Yep. So you've got Yetis.
Yep.
God knows what. Yeah, I was trying to work out what extra you paid for stuff like Araby camels to have the crazy command rules. Yeah. It's really difficult to untangle.
Yeah. Okay.
So we based it on trolls.
Mm-hmm. No, so, it's you based it. I didn't know.
I said we, the royal we.
Yeah. Take credit.
I based it. Well, this is Barry's. Okay. Yeah. So it's based on trolls.
Yeah.
We lose regen, which is a big thing.
Yep.
But we get the no command distances.
Okay.
So and we increase them. I think we only increase them 10, which I think might be borderline. It might be too cheap.
Okay.
But you've got to start somewhere.
And what's their min max?
A 0-1.
Oh, so you can only take 2 units anyway.
There's a lot of 0-1.
but that's not a problem when they're only 0-1, is it? Like,
really? So you've got ogre bulls.
You can't have an army of yetis.
Can't have an army of anything apart from bulls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So lead belches are 2. Igos are 2, Yetis are 1, Nobblers are 4, Rhinox are 1, Gorges are 1, Slave Giants 1, Scrap Launchers 1.
Brand new unit.
Yeah. Right, Nobblers.
Goblins, aren't they, effectively?
Or Skinks?
Yeah, or Skinks. So they're weedy goblin.
Goblins is better because goblins can only shoot to the front. Skinks can shoot all the way around. Yeah. So they're goblins. Mm-hmm. So the argument, the biggest problem I had with goblins, nobblers, is that they had no role.
Yeah, no role, apart from hiding.
that's all they could do is hide. Yeah. It's like other armies have similar troops. They don't have to hide.
Yeah.
You can hide them
goblins
for sure.
Goblins can support orcs.
Skinks can support Croxigore.
Yeah.
What else have we got that's got big stuff and little stuff?
That's the classics,
Okay, let's just say those two. You've got goblins can support trolls.
Yeah.
And ogres.
Yep.
They can. Oh, in fact, there you go. Goblins can support ogres in Orcs and Goblins.
Yeah.
But nobblers can't support ogres in Ogreless.
Yeah.
And skinks can support Croxigore, and Croxigore are like iron guts good.
Yeah.
So the nobblers I had to really take a bit of a leap of faith with, and what I've done is they're priced as goblins.
Yeah, I just.
Well, we gave them a drawback.
Right.
There's always got to be a drawback.
Okay.
So they can support, but they cannot be supported apart from by the nobblers.
Yeah,
so you've got a brigade of nobblers, they can support each other.
Yep.
And if
they can come in, they can be behind some ogres.
Like poking.
Yep. Yep.
As you can imagine, poking with a little shiny bit.
Showing some shiny bits for
him. But they can't be supported.
Yeah, makes
sense. They pop on the front line, they're dying.
Yeah.
But that's what they're there to do.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can still hide them if you want.
Yep.
That's a big change, though.
But
that's the thing that will have the most resistance.
I think it'll be okay. Yeah, okay.
No, from the general community.
Yeah, okay.
So
carry on.
But Rhinox Riders, I made these easier to use.
Yeah.
A little bit cheaper, but they lost some of the crazier stuff. So Rhinox Riders, 5 attacks, and they've got 4 wounds, 5 up armor, 3 per unit, 220 points.
Yeah.
Rather than 250, 1 per 1,000. And they get an additional attack when charging enemy in the open, like a monster, and they're immune to terror. And that's it.
Yep.
So no immune to drivebacks, no one work way, none of this, pursue this, none of all that, all gone. Then we got Gorgers, price against the bull.
Yep.
But there's a tax for being immune to terror and the monster classification.
Yep.
Although the monster gives you an extra attack with charging in the open.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. It's a chariot buff.
Yeah, but it has to charge everything.
And plus, being a monster allows you to chase some
cavalry.
Yeah,
it can charge everything, but cannot advance. So it pursues, but can't advance.
Yep.
And in the revolution, there's only one pursue.
Yeah, yeah.
So you only talk about 2 rounds of combat, and then it's locked.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And it has to pursue.
Has to pursue.
So it doesn't even have choice.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And it can't advance if it, based along the long edge, like infantry. Unaffected by terror, they must initiative charge, cannot use initiative to evade, must pursue in combat, but may not advance.
Uh-huh.
And for that whole package, they are 125 points. And I think they're actually probably still too expensive, because what are you getting for your extra 20 points that you'd actually want?
Yeah. Okay.
They've got the same stats as an ogre bull.
Yeah.
Got a bit more damage on the charge. But you lose complete control over them. You've got to charge everything.
Yeah.
You've got to pursue.
Yeah.
You've got to do this. You've got to do that.
Yeah,
you've got to do this. Mm-hmm. And they're unaffected by terror. So 20 points, that's fine. If you want to use them, use them.
Yeah.
Slave Giants left unchanged. Scrap Launcher. Ugh.
So there is an artillery piece. There is, in the original list, there is no artillery piece.
No. Okay. And there were way too many infantry big hitter units, really.
Yeah.
So this is an extra unit. I haven't taken anything out. And it's been based on kind of a hybrid between the Rock Lobber and the Gallop Gun.
Yep.
But obviously,
because it is, like, what is it? It's basically a bunch of nobblers setting up on, like, making a, like...
And a Rhinox.
A Rhinox.
Dragging a Rhinox with a thing behind it.
With a thing behind it, where they throw stuff off and, like, launch it with a big catapult.
So what...
It is portable. It is portable.
Because it's definitely portable.
Because they go around picking stuff up.
Yes.
That's what they do. Right, like, so they like shiny stuff.
It's got to be portable.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be overpowered.
No.
So it's not. You're definitely getting armor saves.
Yeah, yeah.
And armor piercing seemed to be like a reasonable rule for this army because all its range stuff tended to be armor piercing.
Yeah.
It's mobile, so that means the range had to come down to 40.
Yeah, of course, like Galloper guns.
Like Galloper, which is a big hindrance.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no standard shoot.
No.
And you're range 40, so you're not too far away from anything, really. Yeah, yeah. Only two orders away from infantry.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, if you miss.
So, there's been talk online of them being as much as 85 points, which I just think is madness.
No, of course not.
That's a unit of two cannon that can blow the living shit out of something.
No, of course not. Can't be that much. Yep.
It's like, so I'm putting them at 65. If that turns out to be too cheap, we'll move them up. But they don't have any bonus on confusion. It's a 6 up to confuse.
No, I think
you've got normal armor save, but three armor piercing.
Yeah, I think it's a very fair price unit stand thing for that.
Really?
Like you get two of them in a 2,000 point list. You put them together, they might achieve a casualty outright. Yeah, but they.
But the odds of if you go against, say you go against knights, you'll hit them three times,
and they'll make a save. Yeah,
at least one might make two.
Yeah,
so you might not even do anything.
Yeah, anyway.
It's just to give you a bit more variety.
No, I mean, that's fair.
And we took away most of the brigading rules, so how I set them up is I had two scrap launchers and two units of lead belchers. And it was a little artillery brigade.
Yeah.
Did all right.
Ogre artillery brigade.
Didn't do great.
No.
But, and it was the first thing you went for, because it was the softest bit of my army.
No, but that's down to the scenario where it got placed.
Right.
Yeah.
The final change is that I'm allowing everybody to ride, all the characters to ride a Bull Rhinox.
Yeah, why not?
You hardly any characters anyway. Orcs can ride Wyverns. Even little goblins.
Yeah, goblins can ride Wyverns,
And it would be quite thematic for, like, the Butcher to be on a Monstrous Mount.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want.
Yeah.
Have them all on Monstrous Mounts if you want.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not breaking the game. It's you only get plus two attacks and terror for 65 points. It's not like...
So what that gives you, I think it gives you a lot more viable Ogre list. It doesn't make them too good.
Well, I've played them, yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't make them any worse. It doesn't make them worse, but they were at the bottom end. But it doesn't make them too good.
It just hopefully it's a case of, like, you have to choose.
Yeah.
It's not just how many Iron Guts can I fit in, how many Bulls, Ogres, and one unit of Rhinos Riders. I'm done. That's it. Because literally, we didn't take anything.
Yeah.
Off the
there's
list.
No options. There's no.
You've tried to play them, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's just like
you're right.
Thing.
You're right. It's once. And yeah, you just end up with the same stuff. Yeah.
Okay, which is a bit lame. So, right, that's what we've done. I played a list today, so I had four Bulls, two Lead Belchers, two Iron Guts, four Nobblers, two Rhinox, because they're just about getting low enough that you can afford two, two Scrap Launchers, one Tyrant, one Bruiser, one Butcher, and a Bull Rhinox, which I think the Bruiser was running.
So that gave you a breakpoint of...
Eight.
Eight. Cool. I put down the Skaven list I would run at my event if, the next...
I like the Skaven list.
Yeah. So
I'll kill that bloody... what's it called?
What?
The Screaming Bell.
Screaming Bell.
I'll kill that bloody thing in one game.
So it is 10 units of Clan Rats, 4 Swarms, unit Plague Monks, 2 Gutter Runners, 2 Rat Ogres, 2 Water Lightning Cannons, Screaming Bell, 2 Doom Wheels, 2 Heroes, Grey Seer, 2 Warlock Engineers. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And that gives me a breakpoint of 14.
Yep, scouting.
A scouting value of 6 from the 2 Gutter Runners.
Which is much better than my nothing.
Yeah, which just means if somebody hasn't done anything, I'll win the dice roll.
Ogres don't really scout.
Yeah, they've got nothing to scout with. You know, like, so I was quite happy, and it just means that I've dropped down some of the numbers, but I've got a bit more punch where I need it. You know, just a bit.
Taking on those Doom Wheels scares the willies at me. they're good.
Yeah.
I want the steam tank to be maybe not as good as that, but it wants to be getting towards that.
I mean, there's certainly lists that need work, and we started with the Ogres. Orcs and Goblins need looking at.
Because they're so fucking boring to play.
Yeah, Empire needs something better. Their steam tank rules need to be changed. And that could be very simple in that you just drop the fact that it dies automatically when it's retreated. Because the steam tank is not a choice that you can take, right now.
I think, yeah, when I did the maths, he can't charge anything.
He can't do anything.
He can't charge anything. Yeah, he just dies.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's when it charges.
Yeah. It's no good. You can't attach a character. You just can do nothing with it. So it needs. And if it didn't have the automatically destroyed when pushed,
you know, it might be really good.
Yeah. But that's
because in the new, after two turns, it gets locked into combat. Yeah. It may be really good to hold stuff
but
in
that's
place.
That's what it's meant. It's meant to be a tank. You know, like, it's like, yo.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's a simple rule change.
Yeah.
And it's done. Job done.
Yeah, keep it the same point.
That was in Revolutions, wasn't it, in the back?
Yeah, it's saying, at the back there, it's saying, you know, gentlemanly agree this. But anyway.
That's for later. But yeah,
for later.
That makes me sad. When I see how well the Doom Wheel performs and how poor the Steam
Tank is. Yeah. So, that was Skaven vs. Ogres today. And we rolled up Meeting Engagement from Winter Roller, which is now published online. We didn't mention that. It's published since the last time. Yeah, I've got
it. I know I published it.
Yeah, no, it's up online, guys. You can find it on our podcast
Facebook page
and download it. That is it live, ready to go. And what a result is Barry got a corner of tape, you know,
like an L,
and I got the other L. And Barry had his brigade. I won the scouting roll, put my scouts down to give myself some room, and Barry ended up setting down his lead belchers and scrap launchers were away from the rest of his army. Like, and I went for, I tried to attack that. That's what I went for.
Okay. In thorough cheese mode, I was trying to push the rules, because there's nothing to stop you covering almost all of the scrap launcher bases. Yep. So they become like this really thin beam weapon, but you can't charge them because there's no room to fit a base.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think I've mentioned that needs to be sorted out in the rules, because it looks shit, but it's there to be exploited.
Yeah, it is. It's true. I mean,
in fact, you were saying in a Dwarf Tactica, you saw that maneuver being done.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's there. It's in the game. You would fix it by having the whole base needs to be able to see, it's in the front of the front base. I mean, it's not obstructed at all by any units in front of it.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of work needs doing on the whole line of sight thing for shooting. I think it should be fixed at 90 degrees.
Yeah,
everybody can get one of those little templates you need to do it from. It's not a difficult thing to have.
No, it's not. I mean, you just fold a bit of paper in half.
Good. I like this scenario. Yeah. Although what it does do is there's no 80 centimeters.
No, but it can't.
There's 30 centimeters.
Yeah. But that measurement cannot be anything else.
So there's no fanning around turn one or two getting into position. Yeah. It's like game on. Bang.
Yeah.
It's round one. We're in.
But it also it means you don't have that plus one. With the Warmaster Revolution rules of on commands on the first turn, because it's a meeting engagement, it's not a prepared battle.
Yeah.
So the lines are much closer together, but they're mixed up. Yeah.
So one of the negative traits of your old Skavenage was it was very difficult for you to do anything turn one other than shuffle forward.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas other armies would be looking to get stuck in turn one.
Yeah, of course, but depending on where their characters have ended up, they might be harder than it. Yeah. If you're lucky enough to get my brigade of four Cold One, Dark Elf, Cold One Knights.
With the general
next to it. Well, and you've got first turn. I mean, that's all fallen quite nicely for you, hasn't it,
that's
really?
That's going to sting.
Yeah.
Whatever they hit, it's going to sting.
It's going to hurt when they come in, because they're coming in. Yeah, so, but it's
you have to set up defensively. You have to set up in preparation of that happening.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know.
So if we are scouts forward, but maybe not everything else.
Yeah.
Try and keep it three orders away at least.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult. I mean, and that's what I did, is because I looked at the situation, I was like, if I don't win the first turn roll and Barry gets off his Rhinox Riders, I want to make sure there's at least three orders to attack something very good to get stuck into my brigade. So my scouts had pushed it back, and I made it. It was going to be three orders.
Yeah, but then you've got to move forward.
Yeah, and I had turn one, so I can reform up and club together more. Yeah.
So turn one, I'm not sure anything really happened.
No, I was just
because you moved forward, and I don't think I could get in. I tried, but the bell was up by that point already. So the bell's already pissing about with my leadership.
Had a nice little, L of Skaven bodies to hide behind.
But so turn one, not much happened at all, I don't think. And then turn two, it was on.
Yeah.
And from turn two onwards, the game was just all fighting until it was done.
All fighting
all the time.
So long story short is that Barry won the game. But I mean, like, heavy infantry, Skaven.
Bad news.
Yeah, bad news.
Although, Skaven of the match. Mm-hmm. And they had a flank charge on Giselle's, was it?
Yes, yeah.
Flank charge. Two units of bulls. Two stands of bulls. Yeah. Flank charge into gazelles. They shot and stood and shot. You got one wound.
You did an enveloping. Oh, what's it called?
Enfilading.
Enfilading charge.
Which I thought was good because I've only got two rounds of combat before it gets locked.
Yeah.
And I want to get them out of the way and get into the stuff behind them.
Yep.
What happened? I lose the combat. So the gazelles eat my fucking ogres.
Yeah, in two rounds.
And then charge into the back of my next ogres who are fighting a guy's further forward.
Yeah, and I win that fight too.
So instead of me getting two units plus the stuff behind them, I lose two units of bulls.
Yep, and I don't lose any.
But one enfilading charge, which on paper looked a really good move.
And it was. It was the right choice.
But in reality...
Well, like, but that evens up. That bit of luck for me evens up the... The turn before, when I... Basically, the game was into two big combats.
Oh, you went in with two big combats, didn't you?
And I had a unit of gutter runners attacking... because Barry had lost. I said, gutter runners attacking nobblers. And I was like, great.
Exposed nobblers.
Loads of hits on them.
14
There's
attacks.
9 wounds to get there with no save.
And you put spells into it to make sure they had the rage
and
of chaos.
I got Death Frenzy for 6 extra attacks. So these two gutter runners...
As soon as you have 15...
That was, they rolled...
14.
They rolled 14 dice, and I got 2 hits. There's no armour, so there were 2 wounds, but 14... God.
And you will love this. You will love this. The nobblers did one with the little shiny bits on the way and attacked and did 2 wounds.
It was that. Yeah, so they actually, case by case...
They won that combat.
But it was part of a bigger thing. Yeah, so what I thought would have been, that means I'll definitely win the round of combat... I lost it.
Because the rest of it was fighting Iron Guts. Yeah, that's a tough ask.
Tough ask.
So the Iron Guts held their own.
Yeah.
And your little gutter runners got just spiky bits.
Spiky bits, yeah. So
there was a lot of interesting moments where you're in the second round of combat.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've got quite a lot of wounds on me.
Yeah.
Do I go forward and lock you in, or do I run away? And most of the time I ran away.
Yeah. I think other people might choose to keep, go forward, but yeah, it's good. I mean, we've played a couple of games of Revolution now, and we are big fans of it. Like, definitely
today, especially because today there were more protracted combats. I think last game it was just wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. Knights came in, good night, Vienna.
Good night. But yeah, no, it made some real interesting choices come up to it, and it doesn't slow the game down. I don't think. Yeah, it's because.
It didn't but that game you'd have trouble slowing down because that's so in your face anyway. Yeah, that game.
The scenario is speeding up anyway. But I love the scenario. It's my favourite of the three. It's my favourite. Yeah.
I'd be amazed if anybody could play that scenario more than 2 hours unless one of them's running away and hiding at the back or something because it's just there.
Yeah.
It's bang.
Yeah. Everything's
it's lovely.
Range.
It's like starting a game in turn 3. Yeah. Like, 30 centimetres, 20 centimetres away from each
other. But not relying... But it's not like, I've started the game turn 3, but my army's out of position as well. Like, the stuff have together is not together.
It's like the best laid plans, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your battle plans last until you meet the enemy.
Yeah.
This is like you're on the fly. You're trying to rebuild stuff and get stuff into position.
It's good.
Awesome. Awesome scenario. Mm.
So, really good plus points. And I would say, so the point of playing the game was almost a revolution, tick. Scenario, tick. Trying out this new ogre list. I think tick. I mean, obviously, we'll have to play a lot more games with it.
Games
against other armies and stuff, and purposely try other units. You have to try the gorges at some point, won't you? Yeah, just to see what you think of them.
The problem with the list is it's just so... Everything's so expensive,
Barry, if they don't add anything, then take them away.
No, I think they're still viable.
Yeah.
But the problem is that... It's a difficult list to build because everything's expensive.
At the very least, they could be an alternative models to ogre balls, couldn't they?
No, I think they've definitely got a place. Yeah. Especially if you weren't playing tournament games, you were playing like casual games, and you knew you were going against Bretonnian. Because what have you got against Bretonnian? You've got like 2 slave giants, 2 Rhinox riders, and that's it, you're done.
Yeah.
A
couple of gorges to chase them.
Yeah, just some in.
So, anyway... what I think with this ogre list is that if it continues to go down well, then I'd be willing to allow it into the second tournament of ours of the year, personally.
We'll see if it's anywhere near by then.
Yeah,
but it's certainly a project for next year, because by January 2018 is when hopefully we're going to start messing around with army lists.
Well, I mean, this is the first one, isn't it? Yeah. Essentially, but it's creating them legit for a season. Yeah. But you know, so like the idea is that in incremental steps, it's like that is that army list. So as we said before, ogres need work, orcs and goblins need work, and then certainly bits and pieces of other armies need work, like. Yeah, like Empire is a fine list aside from that steam tank. Yeah, like it needs.
There was something else they were unhappy with. I can't even remember what it was.
In Empire?
Yeah, was it the Hellblaster?
Yeah, that's fine.
I think that was the second thing they mentioned. Yeah. I mean, hey, it's their opinion, it's our opinion. Yeah. So at the end of the day, there's like 99.9% of what Revolution says I'm completely happy with. Yeah. I just maybe tinkering around with the line of sight for shooting.
Exactly.
As necessary.
And it's the thing is like we can always like in the events that we run, we can always say, well, this is what we're allowing. And, like, as long as you give people enough time and put it out there, that's what it's being allowed, isn't it?
Good.
You know, the only negative is the Warmaster army selector that we use to create armies.
Or Dave's one.
Yeah, it's like, obviously, wouldn't have your list on it, would it? But that's a minor thing.
I hadn't thought about it.
That's a minor thing. Yeah, like...
I don't know how difficult it is for him to do. So yeah, it might be very difficult.
But maybe he wouldn't want to. Yeah,
because there is a great and lots of things in life. There's like the canon, which was the words as printed. They become like religious law. So it's like people have trouble deviating away from what was written because it's like, you know, the Ten Commandments. This was what was given to us, and we mustn't change it. Well, but it's like. Then the
Why
game
not?
Dies.
Why not? Yeah.
Then the game, somebody solves the meta, and then the meta's done. It's like, whatever the... See, I haven't played for that long, but whatever the winning list was 6 years ago will be the same today.
Yeah.
Because the meta hasn't moved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 6 years. So moving the meta is not necessarily a bad thing. That's a good thing.
When we say meta, we're only talking about our events and hopefully Saffron Wardens anyways.
No, but this Revolution has changed the meta.
Yeah, 100%. But our meta is those four events, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, and we're you know, involved in... I mean, it's, you know, in people who attend those four events.
So, but what I would say is, like, if you've got any time and energy to put into the hobby, start playing Revolution.
Yeah.
Start feeding back.
Yeah.
Because... I don't think there's a lot needs doing, but it's fantastic, like, and people need to get on board.
Personally, as somebody who's set up a couple of tournaments now that are running, I'm interested in hearing what the players of our events have to say. I'm not really... I mean, but... And I will listen to people's opinions who I've never met, who don't attend our tournaments, but ultimately, their opinion is less important to me than those who actually attend our events. You know, as in, like...
But like I said ages ago, like... The amount of traction for this rule set is just abysmal.
Yeah.
It's just like, you've been given a gift. It's like manna from heaven. It's even in a PDF you can print out. Just get on board, people. Get on board. Yeah. And let's help shape it.
Yeah.
And like move the game forward.
Okay.
The game doesn't have to die.
No, it does not.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope it doesn't die. I like it.
Oh, I really enjoy it. I mean, it's why we do it.
And it's getting better.
You know, Jim sent me an email that we're the faith militant of...
Well, that didn't end so well, mate.
It got blown up.
I don't remember.
But we're the faith militant, apparently. All right.
Is that good?
I said, what do you mean by that? It means that, like, we have zeal.
Is the old sparrow? Is that Jim?
I'm that like Lannister guy who's like cut his own forehead. Yeah. Go like, yeah.
I'll be the woman with the bell. Shame.
Shame.
Awesome. You make me sad. Shame. Excellent. I wish that would hurry up Game of Thrones, man.
It's going to take me a while. I'm watching Series 6 again
right
now.
We're miles away.
I know. It's...
Hurry up, man.
You got only 13 episodes left. Don't wish it too quickly. It'll be done. Yep.
Right, is that it then? Okay.
Future plans.
What's this James Woods fun?
No, Janna's Wood Elves.
Janna's Wood Elves.
Jim is doing a Wood Elf army, and that Janna's is gonna. He's like doing it for Janna's.
Oh no!
So Janna's looks like might be playing Wood Elves in the future. And I knew if we're talking about what grinds your gears, it'll be that.
Oh, fine. As long as they don't get 16 woods, fine with.
So that would be quite funny. I like to see what happens.
Have they got leadership 10 general?
No, 9.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Like,
are you sure?
I don't know.
And do they ignore penalties from Woods?
Yes.
When, oh, Jesus, man, they're going to be hard ones.
So, I thought that would grind your gears. Yeah.
I would tell you one of the crazy things they have as well. So when they have this spell that puts a unit in on a free charge, you can't stand and shoot it.
Yeah.
Because they've got no armour, but it's like, oh my god, against my cannons. Yeah. Oh dear, they're dead.
Yeah.
No stand and shoot. So what's that thing you put on the head, the Hellblaster or the other one? Flame cannon? No flame stand cannon. And shoot?
Yeah, I
know. Is it good if it doesn't stand and shoot?
No!
What does it do?
Yes. We'll see.
So is this serious? Are we going to have to make a decision on Woods already?
I don't know. I mean, see how far where this project leads and if he intends...
Well, paint slow, Jim.
Well, see what happens, I suppose. I don't mind the free Woods in Beastmen. That's not a problem. But, like, Wood Elves, it could be a major drama.
Good. Right, so...
Also, events. A little date has changed. So, my event, the next event we're playing in is the 14th of January.
I'm running that, apparently.
Yes, you are. Apparently. That's great. So, it means I'm playing in it. Saffron Walden, their March events changed the date. It's now the 18th of March.
It's not in my diary yet.
No, I'm just saying it has changed the date.
As long as it's not, it's still Saturday, yeah?
Yes, and it's in. It had to change because the church wasn't available. Right. And the November the 11th is the one in November for them.
Okay.
Probably mine would be, what was I thinking? Like early July, 1st of July, wasn't it? But I will book it at the very least. At the January event, and I'll make sure it's a date that me, you, Janners, and
that's 6 months. Yeah, that's plenty of notice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right, good. So next week, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to do something good. I've still got those Araby based.
Oh yeah, what was Araby? I have arriving a Bretonian army, and I have arriving a Lisman army.
Holy moly! So just up to 10 armies, Paul.
Oh my god!
All?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
But,
don't listen, Hannah.
And I changed a night shift, so I'm going to be there at the 28th in Warhammer World for these big games.
Yeah, if you're around Warhammer World on the 28th, come and say hello.
If you want to come down and hang out and play some games and chat to us, we're going to be at Warhammer World on the 28th of December. We're going to be playing some big games of Warmaster, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I'm going to be going to Bugman's for lunch and going to the exhibition, hopefully, this year.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll definitely go into that again. It's worth seeing. Yeah. Like, the finished display, like the one at the end that goes round staircases, the absolutely huge one, it's amazing. It's like...
So, 28th of December, if you're around. Yeah. Anybody want to go to Warhammer World?
Yeah.
Post up. Okay, good. That's it.
What's our time?
We've 57 minutes. Yeah, cool. So, contact details, Facebook page or Warhammer.podcast.
No, yeah, we're not Warhammer, are we?
I did it again.
Yeah.
God damn. Warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com.
Yeah.
And that was it. Warmaster Podcast 42, August Smash with Paul and Barry.
See you later.
Have a good week.